This is the Composer's Datebook for February 11th. I'm John Zak. If the bassoon is rather unkindly known as the clown of the orchestra, what does that make the poor tuba? Just say tuba to someone and they turn into a mime. At least that was the experience of American composer Alex Shapiro when she mentioned that she was writing a new work for tuba and piano. She said the response was usually one of surprised and barely muffled laughter. The exclamation, "Tuba, eh? What a funny instrument," was often accompanied by exaggerated hand and mouth gestures that somewhat resembled a trout attempting to inflate a balloon. Shapiro wanted to show how nimble and lyrical a tuba could be. She gave her finished piece for tuba and piano a punning title, Music for Two Big Instruments, and that's spelled T-W-O, not T-O-O, by the way. The new work was commissioned by Norman Pearson, principal tubist of the Los Angeles Philharmonic, who premiered the work with his wife, pianist Cynthia Bauhoff-Williams, on today's date in 2001, at Alfred Newman Hall on the campus of the University of Southern California in Los Angeles. Grateful tubists have taken up Shapiro's piece since then, and this West Coast Commission's first recording was made by the New York Philharmonic principal tubist Alan Baer. So you could say, with a bit of a stretch, Music for Two Big Instruments has been a coast-to-coast success. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.